Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, Site Visibility have another piece of shameless self-promotion because they've just released their 2020 PPC Automation Guide. It's completely free to download, and it's going to help you to get started with each of the new automation settings within Google Ads. So this includes smart bidding, responsive ad testing, dynamic search, ads, and more. The best way to accelerate your PPC growth in 2020 is to start planning today. So download your guide for free at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide, which is the same as PPC-automation-guide. Dashes and hyphens, very similar. Now today I'm joined by Rick Cesari, direct response video pioneer, author, consultant and keynote speaker. Rick, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on your show today.
It's an absolute pleasure. And you're near Mexico City at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, my home is in Seattle, Washington, but my wife's family is from Mexico City. So every winter, you know how bad, living in England, you know how bad weather can get.
Oh, yes.
And it's that way in the wintertime in Seattle. So we always try to take a couple months and come down to Mexico City. And it's, you know, beautiful, pretty consistent, beautiful between 72 and 75 degrees, sunny almost every day. So it's a great place to spend the winter.
Oh, sounds really nice. I was going to ask you what the weather's doing, but you've just done it for us now. I assume it's in the 70s now and sunny.
Yes, it is.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming on. Now, start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'll try to keep it short because I've had a long career in direct-to-consumer marketing, getting started almost 30 years ago. But really kind of just the highlights, I started a project, and this will go way back even. I know this is your agency is, you know, deals with SEO and internet and that type of thing. But this was prior to the internet. I started a company called Trillium Health Products, and we marketed something called the Juice Man Juicer direct to consumer. And the way we did that advertising was through TV direct response, where we would make commercials and people would respond to them. And that company just, you know, we were in the right place at the right time with the right product, and it just blew up. And we did like $75 million in sales in a little over 3.5 years. And then a company out of Chicago called Salt and Housewares bought us. And for two reasons. One, they wanted to buy the brand, the Juice Man brand, and we also had developed a Bread Man brand. But also they wanted to learn how to do the marketing we did, and because they had lots of other products. Well, one of the products they had was the George Foreman grill. So we did a lot of all of the television infomercials for the George Foreman grill, which was the largest selling housewares appliance ever. I think they've sold over 120 million units.
Oh, wow.
And then I kind of fell into the agency business by accident, Andy. You know, people just kept coming to me and saying, hey, we have a product. Would you help us market it? And the next one that came was the Sonicare toothbrush. And I've been fortunate to be able to work with really great products. So after Sonicare, we worked with OxiClean. And I don't know if you remember seeing Billy Mays as one of the really good pitchmen on TV.
Right,
We did all of Billy Mays' early infomercials. And then just lots and lots of other projects. But more recently, we did all of the television marketing for the GoPro cameras, and always using a direct response mindset. So, which means we're, you know, in our advertising, we're basically measuring everything that we do and looking for a return on investment on all of the advertising that we do, which is how all of these small companies, because most of them weren't big companies or big brands when I started working with them, but through the marketing we did helped grow them into well-known brands and very successful businesses. So that's kind of just kind of a highlight of my background a little bit.
Yeah. Now you mentioned direct response video there, or just this notion of direct response. Just explain to us exactly what that means. You did allude to it, but just explain in detail what direct response is.
Yeah, very simply, my best explanation is that after the video explains a product, you give the viewer a way to respond. So yeah. There's usually a call to action, whether it's an 800 number or a URL where you're driving them to the website. There can actually be an offer to purchase the product, or many times now we're just driving them to a landing page where they can get more information. So it's really just a way of giving the viewer a way to respond to the information that they see in the video, and then being able to measure that response so you know how to improve it if it isn't working as well as you need to.
Now, video advertising is something which is, I mean, it's funny actually, because about 5 years ago, I was saying it was huge. I still feel it's huge now. It's probably even huger than it was 5 years ago. But I'm guessing your early, I was going to say videos, I'm guessing they were mainly on TV, but now you're transitioning more online. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, because that's where the people are consuming content is online. But what's really fascinating, and I talk to, you know, as I explain this in my talks around the country and things like that, is, you know, one thing that hasn't changed is human nature. So the same things that people respond to in a print ad and a radio ad and a TV still works online. So if you understand these basic direct response principles, and when you're making your video, you can get the people to respond. But I do want to definitely touch on what you said, where video is exploding. And really, in the last 30 days, there's been more video produced than all the television networks have produced in the last 30 years. This year, nearly 80% of all internet traffic will be made up of videos. Yeah. And so it's really, I tell people that we're becoming a video-first society. And if you aren't using video in your content, that you need to start doing that, because that's the way that people are really consuming a lot of content nowadays.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because I've noticed that, I know it's only a sample of one out of 7.7 billion, but I've noticed that even with myself, I think probably the last couple of years, whenever I want to research anything on the web, you know, the first place I go is YouTube these days.
Absolutely. And you're like the majority of the people do that same thing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much good information out there. There's a lot of bad information too, but there's a lot of good information. And that's an easy way to get it.
Well, I want to dig down and get some really juicy sort of keys from you. But before I do that, I just want to, let's just talk about the main types of video that you can do as a sort of promotional sort of marketing type. What are the main types?
You know, that's a kind of a broad question, but you know, there's some really great statistics out there that support, you know, what people are looking at, the types of videos that people are looking at. And then I also have my own opinion, but really the statistics say, and I agree with this, that three types of videos that people watch are tutorial videos, which are how-to videos, basically, you know, teaching you how to do something. The other type of videos that people watch and that you should be using in your marketing, obviously, are demonstration videos. Now, demonstration's a little bit different than a tutorial, because the demonstration video is more about focusing on, you know, the benefits to the end user of a product. Why should someone be interested in your product or service? And so that's, you know, there's ways to make really good demonstration videos. And the last are one of my favorite marketing tools, and that's testimonial videos. And that's authentic testimonials of people that have used your product or service. And basically, you're doing a little short interview with them and they're telling what they love about it. And those are the three, in my opinion, most effective types of videos. And, you know, that almost everybody could benefit from having on their website.
Mm. Now, I don't want to get too much, or in fact, I don't want to get at all into the technicalities of video, because we'll probably be here all day.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in kind of the psychology. And what I'm really interested in talking about, Rick, today, if possible, is kind of if you can dig out three or four keys to aim for or to sort of aspire to that make sort of promotional marketing videos successful.
Yeah, so here's basic information I give to people. When, you know, I've been making videos all my life for the last 30 years. We talked about that earlier. And, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes. So through trial and error, I kind of know a little bit what works better. But I think a really simple base of information when you're making videos, I want to recommend a really good book that I read in my early 20s. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
Oh, I've read that.
And yeah, it's a great book. And in that book, Dale gives his formula for giving a speech. And he says, tell people what you're going to say it, and then tell them what you said. Mm. And that's a really simplistic format that will help any video work better. You know, you mentioned going to YouTube before, and I'm sure a lot you and a lot of your listeners, you've seen videos and you have no idea what the heck it's about until, you know, maybe it's a couple minutes in. And a lot of times attention spans aren't even that long. So I'm a really, really big believer in letting people know up front exactly what your video is about. And then people can choose whether they choose to watch it, then they're more of your target audience. They're going to be interested in what you have to say. And if somebody chooses, after they know what the video is about, to tune out. And let me just give you a real life example of how that works in the real life. When we were working with GoPro on all of their television ads, and I don't know if you've ever seen one on TV or online.
Oh, yes.
We always started the GoPro ads with the brand logo. So people knew right away on a 30-second ad what the video was going to be about. And so because the GoPro logo would come up with a little musical hit, then we used user-generated content in the middle that people would send in, you know, people jumping off the cliff in a wingsuit or snowboarding or mountain biking or surfing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we would end it, going back to the direct response component, we'd end it with an offer. We said, go to our website, someone will win one of everything we make every single day. And three great things happened. Basically, people would go to the website to register for that contest, so we'd capture their name and address, and we'd basically build a database that we could remarket to. The next great thing is people would go to the website, they'd see all the other cool GoPro videos, and they'd share them with their friends, creating a viral effect. Mm. And the last was more pure direct response. They would be at the website, and they would purchase a GoPro camera, which generated revenue, which helped us create more advertising. So that's a little real life example of basically telling the people what the video is going to be about, then the content, and then kind of a little summary at the end of it. But let me just add a couple other tips on how you can get people more engaged in your videos. Another, I like to say, first of all, I mentioned that book, Dale Carnegie. I believe making a really good video is like doing a good presentation from the stage, or a good PowerPoint presentation. So how do you hook people into those types of things to get them interested? And, you know, three ways of doing it. One, you can ask a question. How would you like to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days? How would you like to have more energy? How would you like to be healthier? How would you like to look younger? And then if somebody's interested in getting the answer to that question, they're going to listen to what you have to say, you know, that follows. And if you provide good content, they'll watch the rest of the video. And the next one is starting your video with a factoid. I mentioned the Juice Man juicer a long time ago. You know, one of the reasons the Juice Man was so successful back then is we didn't market it like an appliance. We marketed it like a health product, and we focused on the benefits. And so we started that initial TV commercial out. There was a scientific study that came out that talked about an element in broccoli that was shown to prevent breast cancer.
Oh, yes.
And so and so we said, hey, did you know that there's an element called indole-3-carbinol that's been shown in scientific studies to prevent breast cancer? And so an easy way to get more of this into your body is to drink juice. And so you know, starting things out with a factoid is another way to get people hooked in. So all this stuff I'm talking about right now, Andy, is in my book, Video Persuasion, which is really what it talks about, using video to persuade people to take a specific action that you want them to take.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You mentioned about sort of having a hook up front. You just mentioned this thing about a factoid, asking a question. I guess that's another version of saying what you're going to talk about at the front.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And it's just letting people know right up front what the rest of the video is going to be talking about. And then it's up to you to provide the answer to if you're going to ask a question, then obviously you have to provide a great answer to the question or good valuable content that people are going to be interested in. So
yeah,
that's kind of the way it works.
I'm fascinated in the you know, have you ever sort of discovered anything quite unusual in a video that causes people to buy? Because I was watching you do a talk, I forget how long ago it was, but you were talking about the George Foreman grill, and you mentioned that every time George took a bite of the burger, the sales went up. Why do you think that was?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, and you know, we found that out by accident when George was on QVC, and you know, one of the home shopping channels in the US, and it was in fact that when George would take a bite of food, and you wouldn't really notice this in regular advertising, but at QVC, as soon as the presenter does something or the host does something, in this case George, then all of a sudden people would start calling in or going online and ordering like crazy. So you had that instant feedback and able to measure it. And every time George took a bite of whatever they were cooking, I don't know the reason behind this, but sales would just skyrocket. And so that means when moving forward, whenever we would make commercials with George, we would always make sure to show him eating in a lot of the commercials. And obviously they work pretty well based on the results of the product sales.
Yeah. And I love when you were talking about GoPro, about using the people's footage from the GoPro, which is kind of like an example of use. Are there certain products where that works particularly well?
Well, that one was obviously custom made for it was a camera, and you know, custom made for the video. Mm. But really, I believe, we kind of avoided a little bit of the video production end of things, which is good, because you know, one of the things I want to mention about that is the video technology has improved so much. The little phone you hold in your hand is the same thing as a $60,000 or $75,000 video camera 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So basically, the only thing I want to mention about that is the authenticity, and that you're basically if you're doing testimonials or you're using real footage from like the GoPro footage, people really respond to authentic video. And I would basically say that the authenticity is much more important than the production value. Because of social media and all the online content and all the poor video out there, people are respond to that type of video actually better than a very slickly produced, very expensive production value ad. So that's one of the tips I give people all the time is like make sure it's very authentic content and it and the production value is second to me it, as far as the content being authentic.
Yeah, it's an interesting point that I'm assuming this. Well, I would guess that there's quite a few people out there, marketers out there at the moment that would be reluctant to go into video because they think that it's a big expensive thing or they're worried that they don't have the experience or the equipment. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, I would say, you know, based on the statistics we've been talking about today, that's the way people are consuming content. I'm also a big believer in the product inventor, the company founder being the spokesperson for the business because of that authenticity. And I'll give you a great example. I work with a company in Seattle called Pluggable, and they're a top 200 Amazon seller of computer peripherals. And the owner of the company or founder of the company, Bernie Thompson, he's a computer engineer. So he's just somebody that's not used to being in front of a video camera. But one of the things that they did is every time they launch a new product, they make a YouTube video explaining about the product, how to use it. And he is the founder of the company, but he's also the spokesperson for the company. And it's really a video strategy that it's worked great. And really, a lot of my big successes through the years, some of those products I mentioned, always had a really good spokesperson attached to them. And I've always found that, again, the founder of the company, the CEO, the inventor of the product, people that it goes back to that authenticity. People want to hear from you and they'll respond to it. And don't worry about being good your first time on video. I'll give you an example. About 6 months ago, I started doing Facebook Lives, and I'm usually the guy behind the camera. I'm not used to being the one in front of the camera. And I was nervous. But it's like anything else. It's like you can't walk out on a tennis court the first day and expect to be a really good player. But the more you do the video, the better you become, and it becomes second nature. So it's a matter of just getting out there and doing it and being aware that people will respond to your message even if the video part of it isn't delivered as good as it could be.
Fantastic. So thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you? And also tell us about your books that you've written.
Yeah, so thanks for that opportunity. I've written three books. The first one's called Buy Now, and the second one, which is a great book if you're building a brand, is called Building $1 Billion Brands, and it's really the case studies of some of those products I mentioned earlier, like OxiClean and Sonicare and GoPro, a lot of great brand building information in there. And my most recent book is called Video Persuasion, and all of them, the best place to get information, and I write a weekly blog that's got lots of great information in it, is go to my website, which is rickcesari.com, and that's R-I-C-K, Rick, and then my last name is C-E-S-A-R-I, rickcesari.com, and all the books are available there, lots of great more information that goes a lot deeper than we're talking about today, just because we have more time, and would love to have you follow me there, and that would be great, so.
Well, Rick, thanks for so much coming on. And thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes will be in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review, hopefully a good one. Questions and suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember, we have that site visibility group on LinkedIn as well. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Rick.
Thanks a lot, Andy. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.